Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
That song would actually just put you in a good mood anyway, wouldn't it, Carl?
Yeah, it's a great song.
And like that, there's loads to be happy about this week, Andrea.
Our own, Cathal O'Sullivan, I should probably introduce you first of all, is with us. Because you've been looking at all the good things that have been happening.
Yeah, so there's a load around this week, and I'm going to kick off in the UK where a trial phone line manned by over 60s is being trialled out today. So it launched at 10 a.m. this morning. And when you think of why is this happening, it's for younger people to look for advice from those in the older generation. So those over 60 are running this trial kind of phone line. It's a mini call center, basically, looking for advice on anything from financial to relationships to just general life
advice. They're not qualified in being over 60.
Well, like, I'd often turn to kind of the likes of my mom and dad aren't over 60. My dad's 60. My dad's 60 this year, actually. But he could be doing
Happy birthday, Mr. O'Sullivan.
But you'd often turn to a bit of an older person to look for advice, especially when it comes to things like maybe relationships or financial. I just think it's so cute that people can just like ring up. Like, you might necessarily have a grandparent left or an older person in your life to turn for.
Who are they aiming it at though?
So it's 18 to 30 year olds. So it was revealed. Okay. It's part of Parsley Box. They're a meal delivery company in the UK. And most of their clients are around 76, kind of that's their average age. So they polled 18 to 30 and they polled kind of over 60 as well. And 74% of 18 to 30 year olds said they wished they had kind of a more regular kind of option to talk to older people. So that's 74%. So that's 3/4 of 18 to 30 year olds looking for that kind of outlet to get advice.
I wonder what sort of questions they got. So they've only started this in the past 2.5 hours.
Started at 10 a.m. and they're running to 4 o'clock, and now it's all voluntary on the elders' part. But I'm sure there's loads of questions coming in.
What would you ring and ask about?
Well, geez, it's probably financial advice,
isn't it?
I suppose when it goes back to that, it's kind of a thing of how did you get your house in order? How did you sort it out?
Yeah.
I suppose when it comes to saving,
and
it was a different time. Yeah, it was a different time back then for them. But even when it comes to relationships and having fights and quarrels, boyfriends, girlfriends, the whole lot. And it's often the thing of like, don't go to bed. And I think it was a celebrity there recently said, never go to bed without saying, I love you, kind of thing like that. And I think older people would often say, don't sweat the small stuff. Mm. Like, it's in the heel of the reel, it's all going to be okay. Do you know, like, and that's why I suppose we kind of do this slot, like, reasons to be happy.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I suppose.
It's a nice gesture. I'm interested to find out later today. You might get us the numbers on, I wonder what sort of level of interest or many calls.
Yeah, and I think there's a good few people volunteering.
Giving up their time to do it.
So,
yeah,
no,
there you go.
I think it's just a lovely story.
Some good news for some of the Irish stars that have been trying out for the NFL.
Yeah, so 4 lads. So we have Charlie Smith from Down, Monaghan's Rory Beggan, Wicklow's Mark Jackson, and a former Connacht rugby player, Dara Leader, headed to the NFL to the Combine there a couple of weeks ago.
I've been following this on TikTok.
Yeah,
you know.
Me too. Yeah. And I'm like not an NFL fan,
no,
but I've been watching like the sprints and stuff and the kicks, and I'm like, how are they going? So last year the NFL changed its rules to allow teams to sign an extra player, but it had to come from the IPP, which is the International Pathway Player Programme.
Yeah.
So these 4 lads from Ireland set off, and the 4 lads recently performed successfully at a combine in Indianapolis.
I've put my life on hold for this. I've made sure that I'm in the best physical shape, mental shape as well, where, you know, I've just really, really focused in on every single detail.
Talking's done, so I've put it into action, and hopefully do yourselves proud.
Proud to represent your family and my hometown and my country over in the big stage, so hopefully it'll lead to something and make them even prouder.
You know, to go from literally sitting on the sofa last year where you were just watching the combine, and now you're here competing in it, it's just been the best experience of my life. And I feel like, you know, if I keep going the way I'm going, hopefully there'll be teams interested.
It's only going one way from here.
Yeah, so you heard a kind of a combination of the lads' voices there.
That's the four lads, the Irish guys.
Yeah, and so last week they headed to the University of South Florida where they took part in the second.
So this is where you're kind of, it's like a competition to try out, and you're sort of scouted, really.
Yeah,
aren't
so
you?
It's college footballers really from America, but there's 11 from the International Pathway Programme. So there's 4 Irish guys doing well there. Now, last week the former Connacht rugby player Dara Leader had a hip injury, so he didn't partake in the kicking. But one of them, former GA goalkeeper with Down, Charlie Smith, has done well, and he kicked 8 out of 10 at the Combine last week in Florida, and he's going to train with the New Orleans Saints, so an NFL team. So it's looking good.
He got signed up.
It's looking hopeful for former Down goalkeeper Charlie Smith, and you heard him there in kind of the clip saying it's he's really proud of this, really looking forward to representing his county and his family. And I think it's just something, you see them going off to the AFL in Australia and playing all that and the Aussie rules. It's something different, and it might bring a bit of, we saw kind of the NFL come to Ireland last year. That got brought a huge kind of chaos to town.
Taylor Swift
But like, I think it'll bring a bit of more interest into the NFL if there was Irish lads over there representing. And it's good news that they're doing well. Yeah. They might as well get paid for it.
Amazing. Yeah, no, it's great story for sure. The clock's going forward. Good news. Except for Sunday.
Yeah.
We lose the hour.
We lose the hour, but in the healing reel, we're looking at longer evenings. And we spoke about this in the first week of Reasons to Be Happy. We spoke about kind of the grand stretch, what we like like to call that. But it's kind of a thing that people are going to be in better form when it comes to the longer evenings. You've more to do. So we clock off 5 or 6 in the evening, and you'll just be able to do more. You'll see the Vico Bats in Dublin, Black Rock in Galway, flooded with people, and hopefully the weather's just fine. But like, the sun will be out, sunset kind of April 1st next week will pass 8 p.m. for the first time this year. So the grand stretch lasts in the guts of 3 hours, and come the Maybank holiday then it's going to last 4 hours, and sunset will be after 9 p.m. and it just puts everyone in kind of
definitely we're heading into the spring.
Go
for
99 in the evening.
Amazing. It's the simple things, guys.
Absolutely.
It really is.
You know that.
Tell us about this Kerry surfer.
So Ruby Knox is a 25-year-old surfer from Kerry, and she is heading to El Salvador to take part in the World Championships. So it's not every day you hear of an Irish surfer doing like this well, heading off to the World Championships. You'd often see them in Hawaii and America and the likes doing really well.
And Bundoran.
Well. Yeah, and Bundoran. Jeez, how could I forget?
I know, yeah.
But she has been training, I suppose, not that long. I spoke to her a little bit earlier, and she was saying that she took to Canada when she was 20 and kind of got really into it because she had done a little bit when she was a kid and her brothers were really into it and her parents were kind of involved, but she hadn't really kind of got bitten by the bug until she moved to Canada. So she started competing only 2 years ago. And she's 25 now. So she's 23 when she started competing for Ireland. And now she's heading to El Salvador on April 19 to compete in the World Championship. She says she trains, like gets up at dawn when the first sunlight and out surfing straight away in the water for almost 2 hours. Like, geez, you'd be froze.
Yeah.
But, and has a strict eating diet, kind of trains on the beach as well, doing a bit of land work. And she's been at the World Championships before, just last year, and she's hoping to put her best foot forward this time around.
I was there last year, so a little bit nervous too, because I was pretty sick actually with just the food and like a travel bug. So, I am a little bit nervous about that, but I think being there before means that I might know how to better navigate it, but I am really excited. And, you know, I've learned a lot in the last year. My confidence is up a bit more after doing well at the Europeans. So, I'm excited to get out there and try my best.
That's Ruby Knox there, and she came fifth last year in Europe. So we're hopeful that
fingers
she could come
crossed.
Home. Well, look, she'll do her best, and we're hoping that she will and do the Irish proud.
Now, this is one bit of news I have to say when I heard it this week that I am absolutely over the moon about, so it better be right. Please tell me Desperate Housewives is making a comeback, Al.
There are rumours swirling.
How good are these rumours? Listen, I'm taking them as fact, right?
It's a former actors and actresses in the show, so we can kind of, I suppose, lean on the positive side that it's them who are, I suppose, giving these rumours airtime. So former hot gardener Jesse Metcalfe, who played John Rowland in the iconic TV series, he has said that discussions regarding a revival have been happening. So I'm taking that as a positive. I know he wasn't in it for very long.
He was in a few of the seasons.
Yeah, he was in it. I'd say up to maybe four. Maybe.
Do you know, I should know this because I went back before Christmas. Are you ready now, right? And I rewatched, I think it was on Disney maybe. I rewatched all.
The whole thing.
All of it. Every single season. Was there seven or eight
There's
seasons?
There's 8 seasons.
So I watched the whole lot of it from start to finish.
But it was so iconic. Oh, it ran from 2004 to 2012. There was 180 episodes, 8 seasons. And there's just so many iconic moments. The three or the four kind of leads, Susan Meyer, Gabrielle Solis, Lynette Scavo and Bree Van de Kamp. And you just...
Are you a favourite?
I think Gabrielle was always...
Yeah,
like,
Gabby was my Eva Longoria.
So Eva Longoria has also come out and said, like, she misses Gabby. She misses Gabby so, so much.
Yeah.
And she kind of speculated about what Gabby's life might be like now. She might be a bit of an influencer, kind of doing, like, Instagram, the likes, TikToks, the whole stuff like that, and or even a beauty influencer, because she was involved
in
that.
She probably would be an influencer,
yeah,
I'd say,
I think,
right.
So along those lines. But, like, there were so many iconic moments. You look back, the shooter episode.
Yeah. Brie was great as well.
Brie. Her court trial as well was just so iconic. Mm. And even, like, you don't want to give spoilers away, but some of the deaths in the season just took completely.
Like, unbelievable.
It was like a knife to the chest.
It is well worth, if you're just looking for some, you know, kind of easy watching in the evening before you go to bed, sneaky episode or two, maybe
I think
three.
You get really involved in the characters and you kind of get an emotional attachment to them almost.
I follow Eva Longoria on Instagram and she's kind of up there with one of my guilty pleasures on Instagram, same as Victoria Beckham.
You might have to drop her a DM and be like, is this happening?
We'll get her on.
Well, Eva.
Get her on the show. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Listener
says, I know you were talking about spring and the clocks going forward, but I work as a postman in Galway and I've just heard my first ice cream van of the year.
Class,
there you go. Carlo Sullivan will be here, of course, with us next Wednesday with all of the reasons to be happy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.